So, as I was trying to say, the flaw is one of the things that will foreshadow what's to come. And there are some types of books in which the flaw really only foreshadows the ways that this character might uniquely solve crimes, for example. So the flaw may never change. This person may always keep this flaw. It's an endearing, funny, problematic part of his character, and he may be handicapped by it, or he may actually ultimately be served by it in ways that other people who don't have this flaw, they couldn't solve the crime in the same way that he can. But most books, however, have a character arc, so we know that they will have to face the antagonist head on so that they can overcome their flaw. And so as we see this, we start to think, I wish he was more empathetic. I wish he paid more attention to this other person's feelings, something like that. We want that to change. Well, it will change, so it foreshadows that coming event. Sometimes it will be the wants and the needs, so that they have something that they want, and they try to achieve that. And we know that their goals at the beginning are generally wrong. And so what that's going to happen is they're switched over to making friends with what they need and letting go or integrating what they want. Sometimes it's vice versa. So, for example, in a movie, there may be a woman who wants to be with this young guy who's not going to be able to give her a child, but she feels like she needs to stay with this guy that she doesn't really love, but she can have a child with him. Well, it's a romance. We know that what she wants is going to come out ahead, right? But normally, it's what the person needs that is what we end up with. And so those wants and the needs will foreshadow the whole plot to come. Sometimes there can be some kind of fact that somebody tells you, yeah, my father works there. Well, where they work is going to eventually have some kind of meaning. And sometimes it can be some interesting fact about the world that somebody brings up. And it's like, that's really interesting and memorable and everything, but we know that it's going to be a metaphor for something later, or it's going to indicate something that we wouldn't have figured out just from that, but once the thing happens, we see, ah, that was foreshadowing. I was prepared for it. And it feels more complete. If something happens and it just comes out of the blue and it's not prepared for at all, it's kind of startling and it doesn't feel like it's just part of the world that you've created. There can be a growing crack, for example, in a wall. This crack is just changing. We notice it. It's like, ah, oh, the place is falling down, or it's a crack in the nature of reality, or a crack in the character's worldview, or something is cracking, and so we know that this is going to play out. So it can also be a direct statement. I knew that there was something that I had to do, and now I know what it was, by the end. But that kind of thing is, again, not preferable unless your readers are perhaps quite young, or it's just beach reading, they don't want to think too deeply, and it's just, going to be pure, very, very simple, fast entertainment. Otherwise, the foreshadowing, it allows your readers to participate and feel more engaged.